From the Triangle Radio Reading Service in Raleigh, North Carolina, this is Dick Hayden, and it's time to connect to success. On Connect to Success, we explore various ways through which one can pursue their own success by learning from others. We do this through interviews with and reading articles about people who are visually impaired and who have achieved success in their lives. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Connect to success, what does that mean? Connect is pretty straightforward. It is joining two or more things together. Success is broader, yet very personal. It can be as simple as completing a single task or as complex as accomplishing a multi-part long-term goal. It's all about hope, imagination, and resilience. It's being open to what is possible. And it's personal, because it is what you decide is most important to you. Today, we are bringing you part two of our program about the 33rd annual Lions VIP Fishing Tournament held in Nags Head, North Carolina, 3 months ago on October 19, 20, and 21. It is the largest service project of its kind in the entire world. Last month, we introduced you to the tournament and presented interviews with a number of visually impaired participants and volunteers who make the tournament possible and successful. This month, we'll continue to hear from these wonderful folks who have chosen to not let a visual impairment prevent them from having a good time and connecting with their personal definition of success through the enjoyment of fishing in the ocean. Each year, Lions clubs along the Outer Banks sponsor this fishing tournament. It attracts more than 500 VIPs, blind and visual impaired persons of all ages, along with their guests. Participants come from across North Carolina and many other states, as well as from Canada. Putting on this event is a huge undertaking, and it calls for cooperation among all of the local Outer Banks Lions clubs: Columbia, Currituck, Lower Currituck, First Flight, Manteo, Nags Head, Plymouth, and Wanchese. They work all year long to raise the money to make the tournament possible. This event also requires a large number of volunteers. They come from all over North Carolina as well, and many other states, some as far away as Georgia, Massachusetts, and Nevada. Lions members and volunteers walk with the VIPs, lending a hand to bait hooks, take a fish off the line, and providing them with meals. While most VIPs fish from four fishing piers along the Outer Banks, Avalon, Kitty Hawk, Jeanette's, and Nags Head, other VIPs and their volunteers go out onto the open ocean to fish from headboats. As a result of all of this work, the VIPs come away from the experience with a sense of the world around them that they may not have had before. So come on, join me as we continue our walk out onto Jeanette's Pier in Nags Head, North Carolina, to talk with Lions, VIPs, and volunteers about their time at the North Carolina 33rd Annual Lions VIP Fishing Tournament.
What's your name?
Richard Bedsall.
Richard Bedsall from Surrey. Surrey what?
Surrey County, North Carolina.
Just had to double check that. Well, since my name's Richard also, you got to be a good fisherman, because I'm a bad one. We got to have one good one out of the combination of the two of us.
Well, that's probably you. You want this rod?
No, not at all.
Give it some luck.
I'll give you luck, but that's all I'm going to give you, because you just don't want me to put my hand on your rod. I might spoil your whole day. Someone told me you caught a few fish so far today.
I have.
How many do you have the count up to?
14, I think.
What are you aiming for? 112?
Whatever.
Now, that's a true fisherman.
As many as I can get.
Have you been a fisherman for a long time?
Yes, I have.
How'd you get started?
I got started as a kid. I always loved fishing.
Always? Yeah.
I always loved fishing.
Who introduced you to fishing?
My parents.
Yeah?
When I was a kid.
Dad take you out?
Correct. Yeah.
What'd you like about it, first off?
Just feel the fish biting this rod. Real men.
Have you been visually impaired since birth?
No.
What happened?
I got RP, nystagmatosis, at about age 40, and then I went blind about 10 years after that.
So you started your fishing career being able to see everything as well as feel it.
Yes.
That probably helped you quite a bit when you went on and continued to fish with a visual impairment.
Yes.
Kind of figured you're a semi-professional, because I see you've got, even got a bait pouch there hooked around your waist and everything, and that's the first one of those I've seen.
Got to find your worms somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't see them. I got to feel to find them.
You got to get close to them.
I want to know where he's at.
Well, I can tell that this fact that you can't see them hasn't stopped you from getting a hold of those worms.
Oh, no.
And they don't get away from you.
No. The fish gets away.
Why is that all the time, I wonder?
I don't know. They steal your bait, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Have all the fish you've caught today been pretty much the same kind?
Same kind.
What are they?
Pinfish.
Uh-huh.
And I've been getting penalized.
Getting
right. Yeah.
Richard, that's great. What advice do you have for the other fishermen out here today? Stay away from your part of the pier.
Stay calm.
Can't argue with that, Annie. Richard, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have yourself a good day.
And we appreciate your effort talking on that radio, because
well,
I've got one at home, too. Of course, I know it ain't from your Raleigh station.
That's all right.
I have one up there, and I do listen all the time.
That's great.
Yeah,
glad
I'm in the house, I keep it playing, and I hear something, I stop and listen to a little bit.
We appreciate all the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Y'all do a wonderful job on that.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. You have a great day, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're with Michael Clinton from Richmond County. How you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm good. So you're out here on this beautiful sunny day.
Beautiful. It's gorgeous out here.
Out on the pier.
Yes.
And you caught, 317 fish today so far?
That would be stretching it.
Well, you're a fisherman, aren't you?
Yes.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
That's what I'm supposed to do, but it's not quite working out that way.
Have you been up to the tournament before?
This is my 18th year.
18th?
Yes.
Yeah? How's it look this year compared to others?
It's not looking too good, but right as we speak, I'm getting another bite, and I think I got him hooked this time.
I see it coming.
Yes, it's coming. I got him this time.
You do. You definitely do have him.
My luck has changed.
Your luck. Well, maybe I helped a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think you brought me a little bit of luck over here.
Well, it's great to see a smile.
Oh, yes. And it's great to see a fish on my line.
Who is this person fishing next to you?
This is my girlfriend, Lisa Powell. She's from Lumberton, North Carolina.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Looks like you're popping that thing like you may have a bite.
Oh, yeah. He's on there.
He's on? Oh, no. He ate one of your worms, I can see, but the other one's still on there. Want to go back and tickle him a little bit more?
Oh, man, yes. Oh, man, he was hitting me hard, too.
Oh. Well, you're going to get him.
Just hold on.
Yeah. He's on there.
He got away again, but you still have bait. He's a pesky little fella.
You're more educated on his end than up there.
You think they are? The fish are more educated there?
Yeah, because up the pier, a little further up, they was, when you get them, they know how to, you just got them. You come down here, they know how to maneuver to get off that hook.
You know, that's not a bad lesson for life, is it?
That's true.
How to get off that hook.
That's right. Sometimes we all need to get off a hook.
When did you start fishing?
You mean coming down here?
No, in the very, very beginning. Like two days old?
Well, my best guess when I started, I had an uncle named Uncle George, and he used to take me to the PD River Bridge in Richmond County.
Yeah.
And I guess that was probably at the tender age of 5 or 6 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've been at it a while.
Yeah.
You're at least 13 now, aren't you?
I wish I
could. A few years beyond.
Yeah.
I got that same feeling.
Yeah.
Were you, at the time you started to fish, visually impaired?
No, I became visually impaired when I was 39 years old.
Really?
Now I'm 62.
How'd that happen?
Well, it's a hereditary thing, what they call Leber's disease, L-E-B-E-R-S.
Yes.
And that's a disease that's totally carried by the female in your family. And it only
affects the male.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And it's usually just the firstborn male in the family. I have a cousin named Leroy, which is on the pier, too. He have that same disease. And his mother and my mother's were sisters, and he's the firstborn male also. Mm.
So by the time that hit you, you were already very involved in fishing.
In
terms of knowing how to do it and everything. So this is just a piece of cake probably, huh?
Pretty much so. Yeah, I know how to bake the hook. I know how to cast out. I know how to wait for the field of the The big one is there.
The big one.
Yeah.
What's the biggest one you've caught?
Well, the biggest one I caught wasn't actually down here. The biggest one I caught was one with my brother and I, and God bless his soul, he's passed away. He was we was fishing at a local pond in Richmond County.
Yeah.
And probably about a 10-pound catfish.
That's nice.
Yeah, about a 10-pound cat.
That does pretty well in the skillet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very much. I mean, you throw some coleslaw and some hush puppy with that, you got some good eating.
You're making me hungry.
It'll be 12 o'clock, so we'll have lunch.
Oh, Michael, that's great.
Just
keep on going and
yes.
keep fishing.
Yeah.
I'm going to check back and look over your shoulder here, and I'm hoping you're going to have about a 10-pounder.
Yes.
That'll make the day?
Yeah, that'll make my day. And that, you know, like I said, I've been coming for about 18 years, and that will be the first time I need to win a trophy so I won't have to go back to the Lions Club and lie to them again.
If you don't lie, you can't be a fisherman. Take care, Michael.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, girl. Got it.
Okay.
I'll send you that one, too.
My name is Vernon Richmond.
Vernon Richmond from Alamance County.
That's right.
All right. Well, Vernon, someone told me that you caught the biggest fish so far today. How big was that?
They said 10 inches.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Do you get to keep it or do you have to throw it back?
We'll throw them back.
Oh, man, that's big enough to go in a skillet.
I'm telling you, but I don't think I want to eat a blowfish. That's what it
is. Oh, well, that explains it all right there. Nobody wants to eat a blowfish.
Right.
But they're fun to catch, I imagine.
It really was.
Have you been to the tournament before?
Yes, this is my fifth year.
Fifth year?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you fish before that?
Yes.
So you've been a long-term fisherman?
Right. That's right, most of all my life.
Started as a kid, huh?
That's right.
Who taught you?
My parents.
Your parents did?
Yeah, sure did.
And did you like it?
Yes, I did. Loved it.
Still,
matter of fact, I own a fish pond myself.
Is there? So you got a lot of chances to have good experience and a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Vernon, were you visually impaired at birth or after that?
No, I was diagnosed with glaucoma back in 1992. Over the years, progressively, my eyesight deteriorated.
Yeah.
2007, I lost all sight, so I don't see anything.
Your experience, though, in living, your experience in fishing, have all stood you in good stead now that you're unable to see because you can probably do many of the things you did before.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I live alone, do my own cooking, my own cleaning, my own washing, whatever.
Good cook?
Everybody say that I am.
What time should I come over for dinner?
Not
today.
Not today.
Well, I guess the fish don't mind that you can't see them, do they?
No, I don't guess so.
So it's been a pretty good day so far here.
Yes,
huh? Now, you got that big one. Have you had some others, too? Some other fish today?
Yes, I had three smaller fish.
Three smaller fish.
Yeah.
Well, they were just snacks for the big guy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Well, Vernon, thank you very much. It's been good talking with you.
I want to let you know that I am the North Carolina Regional Blind and Veterans Association president.
Really? I didn't know that. That's great. Well, good. We'll be sure we note that.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And that's great that you're doing that and helping the guys out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There's a lot of veterans out there who can use any assistance they can get, and many have become blind as a result of their service.
That's right. Our motto within our organization, the Blind and Veterans Association, is blinded veterans helping blinded veterans.
Very good motto. I like that.
All right,
Vernon. Thank you.
All right, thank
Take
you.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Good luck. Well, I'm standing here with Dennis Wagner from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Not everybody knows it's a commonwealth, do they, Dennis?
No, they don't.
But I used to live there, so I remember. Where in the great commonwealth?
I live in Floyd, Virginia, which is near Blacksburg.
Well, that's a nice area out there. They probably have a few fish out there, don't they?
Yes, I do. I don't get out much, but this has been a great opportunity for me.
Have you been here before to the tournament?
Yes, last year.
That was the first time, huh?
Uh-huh.
How did that go?
Very well.
Okay.
I caught 45 fish last year.
Holy mackerel. Pardon the fishing pun. That's a lot of fish.
Yes.
How's it going today? What do you figure?
It's going fine.
Yeah?
Yes. It's slower, but it's still fun. I love it.
Well, you're here in a beautiful sun today, and that feels warm, I'm certain.
The weather's much better than last year, yes.
Dennis, how did you happen to get started fishing in your life?
I started when I was a little kid fishing in a creek out on our farm. We used to fish for bullheads and crappies.
Uh-huh.
And I fished pretty much all my life.
Did anybody in particular teach you how to fish?
My dad.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Were you visually impaired when you were young?
No.
No, so you learned while you were sighted.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost my sight 3 years ago, 4 years ago, actually.
Has fishing been a good support for you since that time?
Absolutely. I love it. Yes. Yes, I was fishing with a group out in Connecticut. A church took us fishing when I was in school. And I've done some, not as much as I'd like, but it's kind of hard to get out fishing.
Need someone to help you
like
get
this.
Out to it. And,
right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, something like this comes up. Yeah.
Sounds like you. Looks like you got a pretty good helper here.
Yes,
next
I do.
Who is that guy? Who is that? That's Coleman Williams from Manteo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you're local, right?
Yes, sir.
Right out of the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, what year of high school are you?
I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade. Is this your first time helping out?
Yes, sir.
I bet you're coming back.
Yeah, I'm coming back next year.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Are you going to sign him up in advance?
Sure.
Well, that's terrific.
I can do that.
What's the biggest one you caught so far today? What do you think?
A croaker. It was 8 inches.
8 inches. That's not too bad.
No.
Not too bad. That's too bad you have to throw them back in because
right.
You get a mess of those, they can... That's, put them in a skillet.
That's pan size, yeah.
Well, it's great that you're out here doing this, and it's great the Lions make it possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
This is so exciting for me to be able to do this and to have someone help.
How did you get down here from home?
My wife brought me.
Brought you down? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see she's not here right at the moment. Does that mean she's not a fisher person?
No, she's a fisher person, but she's studying for class somewhere over here.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's got a test she's got to pass.
Both people get something out of the day.
You're right.
That's
and a beautiful day it is, too.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, Dennis, thank you very much, and the best of luck to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very
and
much.
Congratulations on persevering and moving mm-hmm. forward with what you like.
Thank you. I'll try my best.
All right, sir. Take care.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, now there's a very good cast out there that Mark Phillips from Siler City has. He's out here today at the 33rd annual Lions Fishing Tournament. And I have a hunch with 3 hooks in the water, 4 hooks in the water, all baited, that some fish out there is not going to get away. What do you think, Mark?
I don't think so.
You think you got them?
I think I got them wrapped.
Yeah. How long have you been fishing? Not today, I mean in your life.
About. I'm 48, so I've been fishing about 35 years.
Whoa, the man pulled the rod very hard there. Let's see what's happening. Something's coming up. I think it might be...
He got off.
He jumped off.
They're biting real good today.
Yeah.
In the past 35 years I've been fishing, this is the best I've ever had. They've already started biting.
Look, they're biting. They're biting again. It's coming up. There's two. There's...
Oh, yes!
Oh, you got a double! You got a double!
Two doubles in a row.
Two doubles in a row. You've got the touch, Mark.
Mark,
that's fantastic.
Two spots in a row.
Two spots in a row. Bring that guy over here so he doesn't get off too soon. He doesn't want to be on that hook, does he, Mark?
No, he sure don't.
I don't know why they're like that. But well, they don't realize they're going back
I
in,
got
do they?
Exactly.
Well, Mark, I think that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have a great day here. All
okay.
right?
Okay.
All right,
you
sir.
For your time.
Yeah, thank you. And who am I with today? Allison somebody. Who is it, Allison?
Allison Pendleton.
And where are you from?
Elizabeth City, North Carolina, which is Passquatank County.
Passquatank. I was wondering if you were going to pronounce that properly.
You live there long enough, if you don't know how to pronounce it, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. So you're out here fishing today, huh?
Yes.
Have you been to the tournament before?
This is my second year.
Second year. How was last year? Good?
Oh, very good. I was doing the same thing last year that I'm doing this year, catching them right and left.
Right and left, both. Mm-hmm. I've never met a right-handed and a left-handed fisherman. That's pretty good. That's
well, last year, yeah, because last year I did hold the pole on the left hand and reel with the right, whereas uh-huh. this year I'm doing the opposite, so.
Well, you are a multifaceted fisherman. That is definitely the case.
I'm just having fun.
When did you start fishing?
Last year.
First time ever?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. You're an instant success.
Well, I had, just like this year, last year I had a very good volunteer who did the same thing that Michael's doing
today.
Is
this fella here? Is he your volunteer?
He's my volunteer.
Who's that? Michael Clark of Littleton.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Good to meet you.
Yes, sir, you too.
What's a volunteer do here?
You know, just pretty much just help out whatever is needed. Put fish on the hooks, worms on the hook, and bait the line.
I think they'd like it if you put fish on the hook.
Yeah.
Could you do that? Could you work that out?
Hey, well, I got Allison on the team. She can do it. She'll put them on the hook.
Allison, can you? Yep. You're the one who's going to put them on the hook.
Yeah, I've been doing it all day. We've had seven times where I've caught two at a time.
Oh, that is amazing. How many do you have today? All together, what do you think here? Oh, my gosh, look at those numbers.
I lost count.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, help me out here, 18, 21, 24, 27, 31.
That's a fish. Mm-hmm. Each one of those is a fish, and each one is a different point value.
And you're going home champion.
Maybe.
I understand.
If not, I've had a lot of fun, and that's the main thing.
I heard that something like 111 is the record, and it looks like you're on the way to 112.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Michael, do you think if she fills that card up, you'll be able to get another one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to get another one.
We're going to have to in a little while.
Yeah.
She's getting it done.
And you just started last year.
Uh-huh.
Why'd you wait so long?
Because I didn't know about it till then.
Well, that means you're going to be back next year.
Of course.
And every year after.
Of course.
Are you going to fish in between, or are you going to keep all your luck for right here?
It all depends. We'll have to wait and see.
That's great.
But right now, I think I'm just going to wait because I'm doing really good waiting and coming here.
What do you think of this Lions event?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're surely welcome.
And good luck, although I don't think you need it.
Well,
between,
thank you.
Between your right and left-hand switch and Michael's assistance, I see a lot of fish coming.
Me too.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Thank you, Michael.
Have a good day.
All right. Well, I'm sitting here with Hattie Godfrey, Hasplatank County.
Yes.
So you're here today with the Lions.
Yes, I am.
And you caught about, it must be 10 fish already?
Yes.
What's your secret?
Well, a little prayer, and if I catch it, I praise God for it. That I catch more. Okay, if I don't catch, my husband will catch one. See, he catch one, and I catch one. That's the way it goes.
That sounds like a good marriage.
November the 4th of this year, we will have been married for 43 years.
Wow. Joe, that's great.
I love every minute of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
How long have you been fishing? Long time, since a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I started coming when my husband started coming. My husband is legally blind.
Yes.
Okay, now, I comes with him.
Yes.
You know, to the fishing tournament. In July, we goes to Camp Dogwood for the Blind. Mm-hmm. I goes with him as his guide.
Oh,
I can go
nice.
With him everywhere
as
his guide.
He appreciates the help, I'm certain.
Yes, he does. And when he's at home, we laugh, we joke, and carry on with each other. A lot of people tell us, y'all are not married. I say, yes, we are.
You're having too much fun, huh?
Yes, and you know what I do? I say, you see that? That's 43 years.
The beautiful ring.
Thank you.
Well, you know, there is a saying that behind every man, there's a good woman.
Yes, it is.
And, well, now, you weren't supposed to agree so quickly. I was about to say, I think it's true. Well, how's Joe doing on his fishing? Is he catching a lot, too?
Joe, he wants to know how you're doing on your fishing.
You're on one.
You're catching them. Okay. All right. Well, any that you let go, you let Joe catch that one next then, right?
Yes, I do.
Hattie, thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
And
good luck with the next 43 years.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Annetta.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Just enjoy those chips. What do you got here? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Annette Miller.
Yes.
From Vance.
County.
Vance County. Where in Vance County?
In Henderson.
Henderson, okay. I'm with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And we broadcast, as you probably know.
Yes.
And I decided to come out today because of this fishing tournament. and talk to some people about what they're doing, how they like their fishing. You got a helper here?
Yes, Hunter. My encouragement, because this is the first year I ever caught more than one fish.
Well, you've making up for lost time here.
Yes.
With that. Hunter, you're in school at Manteo High?
Yes, I am.
What year are you?
I'm in ninth grade.
Is this your first time being out here?
Yes, it is.
Annette here is such a super fisher person, and I'm certain that you're bringing her a lot of good luck. How long have you been fishing?
This is my third year.
Third year in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But how about fishing overall?
Never fished before in my life.
Never?
Never.
And you're bringing it in like that?
Didn't even know anything about fishing until I started coming here. And didn't know what a worm was until I came here.
And you like worms?
No, I don't. No, I can't touch them. No. No, I can't touch them.
I don't like worms. But you like what they do. They give you fish.
Yes.
Coming back next year?
Yes, sir.
So now sunlight is here. It's
yes,
warming
it's warmed up.
Feels
I
good.
I started taking off some of my clothes I had.
Wait a minute. Let's not talk that way. You mean you took off
took
your coat?
My coat.
Oh, took off
I
your
took
coat.
I took off my jacket
well,
and my hat.
We just wanted to clarify that. You
yes,
know,
sir.
This is a family show.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Who's this over here next to you, Sharon, laughing all the time? Did she come here with you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and she's just over here laughing about what you're doing.
Yes.
Right, Sharon?
Crazy.
Now, do you agree with that? She said you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy.
You're just crazy fun.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
We're having a great time.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so glad you could both come out here today and do this. Uh-oh. I've got to see what's going on here. Sharon, you got something on the line? You've got water on the line.
Something down there keeps taking the bait.
You need to tell them to join you. Come on up. Tell them you'll give them more bait if they'll just come up here.
I'll try to.
Well, I hope you have a grand afternoon, a good tournament.
Thank you. Yes.
And come back next year.
Yes, I will.
All right. Take care.
All right.
We've run out of time for today's episode of Connect to Success. Our thanks to the Outer Banks Lions Clubs of Columbia, Currituck, Lower Currituck, First Flight, Manteo, Nags Head, Plymouth, and Wanchese for their warm welcome and even more so for making it possible for this wonderful experience of fishing to be enjoyed by so many folks who are blind or visually impaired. Perhaps you or someone you know would like to be a part of the next Lions VIP fishing tournament. Just check with your local Lions Club for information. And remember, no experience is necessary, just the desire to have a good time and meet some really great folks. I'll leave you now with what was heard being shouted out with joy so many, many times by VIPs out on the pier. Fish on! We hope you have enjoyed today's program and found something in it that can be beneficial to you or someone you know. It's never too soon or too late to connect to your success. Be sure to tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2:30 p.m. for more interviews with and stories about how visually impaired persons connect to success. This program is rebroadcast as noted in the TRRS program guide and is available as a podcast at our website, www.triangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call TRRS at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time.